Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they
would
have made
that deal. Oh, boy, he would never made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. 1 minute after three, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets, they go on sale Friday morning at 11 o'clock for the home opener. That's October 14th. And the remainder of the 17-18 season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. We still have a half a dozen games in progress in Major League Baseball. Bottom half of the ninth inning, Anaheim holding on to a 3-2 lead over Washington, top nine. Miami pounding San Francisco 8-1, top six. Pittsburgh in front of Milwaukee 4-3. Earlier in the contest, bottom of half of the first inning, Kansas City jumps out to a 1-0 lead over Oakland. Baltimore 1-0 over Seattle. And top two, Philadelphia and San Diego, they are scoreless. Here at Wrigley, it will be the Cubs and the Reds again this evening. John Lackey going for the Northsiders. Jake Arrieta will pitch over the weekend, and he was on with Dan and Jason last hour and talks about picking it up here in the second half of the season.
There is a time just about every season where, you know, velocity might dip, but that doesn't mean physically you don't feel good. It's just kind of something that happens. And, velocity was really good against Arizona last week. And, I foresee it being very similar moving forward.
And right after this update, the guys will be speaking to General Manager Jed Hoyer. As for the White Sox, they're in Los Angeles again this evening against the Dodgers, Carlos Rodon, and Yu Darvish, the mound opponents. And the Bank of America Marathon is set for October 8th with the two defending champions back, as well as some world record holders in a star-studded field. Hurry into AutoZone for hot deals on the parts and supplies you you need. Right now, get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Restrictions and details apply. Limit to get in the zone AutoZone. This scoreboard update brought to you by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast is this evening. Mark Rohde's pregame show kicks it off at 6:30, and then the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Came out a little bit greater velocity, great location. Every pitch was working. Curveball for a strike. Threw the four-seamer really well, up to 87. I've not seen that kid before. He's got a great arm. He doesn't have a good arm. He has a great arm. And then you don't want Lorenzen in the game. Almost got him. I mean, so big hit, but we just couldn't. It was hard for Jason to make a break on that hit, as it just didn't know over the second baseman's head in front of the right fielder.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
No, they just couldn't break through. It looked like at any moment the dam was going to bust, but no, it held, as did the Reds.
Yeah, but we're not here to talk about the Reds and the Cubs' single game result last night. We got bigger fish to fry.
Like this one on the line, so to speak.
Is it, if he was a fish.
On the line, meaning of line. Dude,
if you have
phone
to
line.
Explain it, if you have to explain it, it's not funny.
I didn't
That's
see
the
it was
thing.
Funny.
If Jed Hoyer was a fish, what kind of fish would he be? A mackerel?
No, he's not oily.
Well,
no.
You don't know Jed like I know
maybe
Jed.
Maybe an albacore.
A catfish?
No, then we're back to
Notre Dame
linebackers. Right. Now, regardless, he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Hello, Jed Hoyer.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good. We're good. So on August 1st, you talked to Mullion Handley, and you talked about the acquisition of Alex Avila. And then you said, hey, this isn't just about Wilson Contreras not playing left field or first base a little bit more. This is about him getting off his feet. And then a week later, you get the hamstring injury. Did you pound the table like, damn it, this is why we got this dude, so we wouldn't be playing so many games? How did you take that injury?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough thing. Obviously, Wilson was really breaking out for us and, you know, frankly, was the kind of the offensive, core for us during that run we had. And it was too bad. You know, I totally understand Joe trying to get him at bats, putting him in left field, putting him at first base. And obviously, there's no way to know whether that would have happened or not. But the bottom line is that as we sit here today, we can't undo the fact that Wilson got hurt. But we're really happy that we went out and acquired Alex to catch for us, because I think having Alex, having Vic, we feel good about that kind of alternating days or picking your matchups. But I think had we not made that acquisition and Wilson went down, I think we would have been scrambling. And that's really obviously a bad feeling this time of year.
Do those conversations happen where guys might be redlining a little bit and offense is struggling, but you got to keep a bat in the lineup? How do those conversations go with you and Theo and Joe about not the everyday lineup, but about maintenance for certain guys?
Yeah, well, I think in general, the depth of our roster has allowed us to give guys a lot of rest. No one on our team really should be tired at this point. I think we've given guys days off. Obviously, Rizzo and Bryant are tough guys to give days off just because of the nature of their production and having both guys in the lineup. But, you know, aside from those two guys, I think everyone else, because of our depth, gets enough off days. So we should be in good shape. It's August. You know, they call this the dog days for a reason. Guys get tired this time of year, and when guys get tired, they get hurt. And we try to avoid it. We have a great training staff, but ultimately, you kind of look around the league. There's always a lot of injuries in August, simply because the guys are starting to wear down.
You just said the critical phrase there, and I want to know what you know when you say when guys get tired, they get hurt. Because I know it sounds like it should be true that a tired muscle is more likely to be strained.
And full disclosure, that's right. What I think,
and
too.
Yet some people that I've talked to across sports have said the actual data is still uncertain as to whether or not, they're saying a completely healthy, rested muscle can just pop, and sometimes you just don't know. What do you know that maybe we don't, based on the science that you have at your fingertips?
Yeah, I mean, it'd probably be a better discussion with someone that's actually a trainer or doctor than me. But yeah, talking to our trainers, you know, my understanding has always been that, you know, as guys fatigue, especially pitchers, as guys fatigue both in game and in season, they're just more susceptible to injuries. You know, whatever your body has to do to sort of counterbalance that fatigue can put strain in the wrong places. And so I think as you fatigue, certainly with pitchers, that's when we've always been taught that guys get hurt. You know, they get hurt late in the game when they're tired. They get hurt, you know, late in the season as they get tired. And maybe even, you know, do some damage late in the season that maybe kind of rears its head later on. Now, I'm not sure about the data as much as it comes to, you know, soft tissue injuries for legs, but certainly with arms, you worry about that. And I do think guys get hurt more as they fatigue.
All right, so what is the waiver deal conversations? What's going on right now? We always hear the names of the guys who are clearing and who might be blocking, but what is the potential waiver deal market look like in general and for the Cubs?
Yeah, you know, obviously we're looking, we're vigilant. We have a meeting every morning to go over the guys that are on the waiver wire on that particular day, and we're always looking to improve. That said, I feel like, you know, as I've said many times this year, I think our solutions are within. You know, we need to, you know, play a little bit better than we have been over the last 2 weeks, and I think that's going to come from our guys here and not from some kind of external acquisition.
Jose Quintana, how has he fared in your estimation since you guys picked him up?
I think he's been the first start. He was really sharp. I think since then, he hasn't been quite as sharp as he has been, as he was before the, right before the deal, and certainly in that first start. You know, he's impressive in that he battles so well. You know, he's kept us in every game that he's pitched, despite at times not, you know, not having his best command or his best stuff. But I think that's what he is. He's a pro. He knows how to get guys out. He knows how to battle. And it actually makes me feel good that he's able to, you know, get us, you know, usually into the six innings with a couple runs, 2-3 runs. Because I know when he's sharp, he's certainly gonna pitch it, you know, really well for us. So, I think he's, like I said, I think he had one brilliant outing, and then I think he's had some outings where he's been less sharp. But certainly he's battled, you know, for us to get into the game, and he's kept us in games.
We're a couple weeks away from the expansion of the rosters. It's amazing September this close to already being upon us. In this current situation, how are you leaning toward approaching the possibility of expanding the roster, making sure you're giving the team the best chance to win while also not crowding your dugout, your clubhouse, your team plane unnecessarily and upsetting a vibe on a team that's in the middle of a race?
Yeah, that is the balance every year. And it's always a hard balance to figure out what the right number is. I think, to me, one of the most important things is, you know, that's the time of year where hopefully you can give your relievers a little bit of a break. I know from my standpoint and from Joe's standpoint, I think one of the most frustrating things about managing a bullpen over the course of the year is not the winning game that you have to, you know, utilize your best relievers. It's actually the losing game when guys get tired, a couple guys are down in the bullpen, maybe a couple guys you're trying to stay away from, and then you end up using an Edwards or Uehara or a guy like that in a losing game, and now the next night you're winning, and that guy might be tired or might be down. And so I think September allows you to, you know, manage some of the, you know, the games you're losing or the games you're winning by a lot. It allows Joe to go to different guys and stay away from the high leverage relievers.
I was just going to say it's a low leverage play in that case, that you're able to put more breadcrumbs in your low leverage meatloaf.
Exactly, and I think that is. It's really important for the length of the season because I think the relievers, I mean, they do get tired. They get leaned on a lot, and maybe staying away from them in those low leverage spots when they're guys you want to utilize in high leverage, I think that's really valuable. And then obviously you want to, you know, bring up guys that can play a role, whether it's obviously a third catcher, whether it's a guy that can pinch run, maybe another pinch hitter. You want to bring up depth in all areas, but you also want to do it without changing the vibe of your team. And when you're in a pennant race, that's really important because, you know, these guys, for the most part, have been together for, you know, 6 months. If you include spring training, you don't want to change the entire vibe in the 30 most important games.
I remember those days when we were talking about whether Quentin Berry would be on a playoff roster or not, and now we don't have to do that anymore. Jed Hoyer joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. I remember as a kid seeing the names that were on the waiver wire and being like, my God, they put Manny Ramirez on waivers? They must not like him. And then, of course, you learn a little bit more, and you learn that a lot of big names go on waivers, Giancarlo Stanton being one of them, clearing waivers. What are those conversations like with you and Theo Epstein and maybe Tom Ricketts if it's a big name player? How do those conversations go in terms of the waiver wire?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think strategically, you want to be able to block your competitors from making certain moves, and you can do that to a certain extent. And every team that's in the pennant race does that. So there'll be some blocks. But you got to be careful. You know, whenever you put a claim in on a guy with a big contract that you might not necessarily want to block, there's always the danger that guy could be dumped on you. And you know, there's plenty of examples in baseball of times when that's happened.
Yeah,
and,
happened with Alex Rios here. It's just all of a sudden, oh look.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you look up and you're explaining to your owner how you got stuck with a contract that you don't necessarily want because you were blocking. So I do think that, you know, you have to be careful with that, which is how some guys clear that there might be big names that they have a big contract and no one's willing to, you know, to take that risk. But yeah, those are the conversations you have. You're always trying to weigh the strategic part with, you know, the practical financial part.
So Joe Maddon deploys a 3-4 defense against Joey Votto, and there's all kinds of fascinating conversation. I know people look at it as like, you know, a cute little baseball novelty, but in reality, with so much of what we know about likelihoods, with what we know about situation, and what we know about where a hitter could hit a certain pitch and the risk reward of certain things, I love the big picture philosophical questions about how baseball defense could evolve, much as positionally basketball went from positions 1 through 5 to now what are believed to be 13, 14, 15 separate and specific NBA positions. And nobody cared and nobody kicked up a fuss. And in the NFL, they invent new defensive positions every year and new offensive positions, new names, new deployments. Yet baseball still is the same as it's been since ancient times. Can we ever envision a time where there's no, where we don't have basemen anymore, that defense is just defense?
Well, I think you're always going to have a situation where a guy might have a particular label, and that's the position he maybe plays the most. But, I mean, listen, I think over the last 5 years or so, you've seen really a shifting revolution, so to speak. You know, you look back, it used to only be the David Ortizes and the Ken Griffey Juniors that got shifted. And besides the superstar hitters, no one really ever got shifted. And now you're in a situation where they shift right-hand hitters. They shift a ton of left-hand hitters. You see a lot of different formations in the outfields. You know, some teams will, you know, spread the corner outfielders way out and play the lines and stuff like that. And so I think that you've already seen a tremendous change in how people play defense. And I think that's only going to continue. I mean, I think there's a ton of different things that can happen. And I think the 4-man outfield is something that Joe did. I saw Joe do it to Ortiz. I don't know, 2008 or 2009, he did it to Ortiz. And, you know, some of the things you're doing based on where you think the ball is going to go. And then some part of shifting or doing some things like that are about kind of taking the hitter out of his comfort zone. You know, making him look out of the field and see something different than he's used to. And I think that's part of it as well. And, you know, Joey Votto is a good guy to do it to. And that guy's, you know, almost playing a different sport right now with his bat control. And we've had no ability to get him out. Most teams haven't either. So, you know, I had no problem with Joe doing that. And I think you're going to see more people do stuff like that. And I also think that people will change positions more. You know, I think that one thing that you see occasionally, you see Chris Bryant run over and beat the second baseman in the shift. People haven't done things like switch the left and right fielder back and forth and things like that almost because of time. But you may see an era where outfielders move all over the place based on who's hitting.
Ben Zobrist has had a tough season so far, and there's been injuries along the way. When a guy gets to that age, what are the conversations that you guys have about, hey, you know, this is what we signed up for. We won a World Series with it. The belief in him, of course, and you is still there from you guys, but how do you feel about Ben Zobrist as he gets a little bit older and these injuries are harder to shake?
Sure. Well, I guess no one's ever beaten Father Time, so right. you sort of know that that's a possibility. Obviously, Ben's been, you know, fantastic for the Cubs. There's no question about that. And, you know, I think he's dealt with a bunch of nagging injuries this year. I think you forget that our whole team is coming off playing, you know, a seven-game World Series and a long season. He's done that two times in a row and dealt with the after effects of winning a World Series twice. So I think it makes some sense that he would have some nicks and some pains this year. I thought he had great at-bats last night. And, you know, our hope, and this goes for a lot of guys, is, you know, we have a number of guys that probably haven't had the year they wanted, but it kind of doesn't matter now. We have 44 or 45 games left. You know, we're in a little bit of a sprint, and, you know, I think you can look back at someone's year and almost forget about, you know, the first 120 or so if a guy has a great stretch run and really helps us win games. So, now, hopefully Ben can do that. Now, we've tried everything we can as far as kind of getting him off his feet, giving him some rest, and hopefully last night we'll kind of kickstart him.
Last thing, Jed, when the Cubs decided to move the bullpens from the field to underneath the bleachers, I mentioned that there's always some unintended consequences. There's always something that you're not thinking about, but I have to tell you, I had no idea that the primary unintended consequence would be that they dance for the camera on home runs and during rain delays. And so the way that thing evolved naturally, I think, is just great. And I would imagine the team is more than cool with it.
I think it's great. Yeah. I mean, a team has something like that, that binds everyone some different way of celebrating. And I love the fact that the bullpens dance after home runs. And, you know, I think they probably feel a little bit more separated, a little bit more removed than they did in the past. And, you know, the fact that they can have a blast out there after home runs and celebrate and dance and get on the big screen, I mean, I think that's fantastic. And, yeah, I never imagined it was going to happen. But I guess all the best celebrations and all the best team bonding things are always organic. And this is really organic, and I think it's really fun. And my guess is that, you know, it's the kind of thing, it won't last forever. But I think while it does, I think it's fun to watch.
You're always gracious with your time. We appreciate you jumping on with us. We'll be following you on Twitter and watching the games as we move along.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. That's Jed Hoyer, Cubs general manager, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Book your draft party at B-Dubs for a free draft kit and a draft feast of boneless wings, three sides and three shareables. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports at participating locations while supplies last.
I cannot wait for In Other News, because I am going the Dan Bernstein route. I am putting sports away, and I am showing you things that are happening in Canada, in churches where people are getting arrested, and also something very tragic that happened because people are stupid and like to play with animals and not just let them be.
All right. Well, I've got a fast food item that I think I can roll with.
Oh.
Sometimes I look at these and I say, what the hell are they doing?
Is it what you brought up during a commercial break a couple of days ago where you're like, have you tried? And I was like, don't you ever bring that up to me again.
No. This is brand new. I just learned about this one today. Now I don't remember which one I said to you. What was it?
The wings.
Which wings?
Oh, those? Yeah.
Oh, those are awesome.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you.
You're better than that.
No,
I don't say that to you ever, because you're not better than much, but you're better than that.
No, look.
You're better than that.
This is the truth.
You're better than that.
The Tyson Buffalo Wings.
Listen to this.
At 7-Eleven. At my 7-Eleven.
This guy is eating 7-Eleven
food. No.
Shout out to 7-Eleven. They have the tastiest beverages. The Slurpees are off the hook.
It was a total impulse buy.
They've always got a box of Black and Miles at 3 in the morning when I'm on Hubbard for no reason.
I don't know. It was a complete impulse buy. And it just, maybe it was the discrepancy between what I thought they were going to be and what they were.
A decade.
What the
an afternoon drive. You know, probably has a $20,000 stove at home. He's got Blue Apron up the yin yang. His daughter is damn near. Yes, his daughter is damn near a chef. And this man is running around like
a
crackhead.
You ever had the chicken sandwich there? No.
All right, I'm done.
That's what you need to do.
Really?
Like the next time that you walk by and they have like the hot sandwiches.
No,
and
I don't
the
usually
foil,
do. I don't do the sandwiches.
Try it.
I don't need the carbs.
Stop.
But
you'll thank me.
Stop. Both of you, just stop.
Wait a sec. You're Mr. Pizza Puff consumption record holder.
High quality
guy.
Pizza puffs, not chicken at 7-Eleven. Not long that sits on the rollers.
It's not on the rollers. It's in the heat lamp thing under the thing.
Well, that makes it better.
It
you
does.
Know what else
it
does. Is under
it's
heat lamp?
Better.
Turtles.
I've eaten turtles. Turtles good.
No. Drives and Dives. They had the turtle soup on one of them.
I had when I was
Never
in New
it,
when I was in
good.
New Orleans. I had a different turtle soup every single day. Don't give me that look, Reardon. Do not give me that look. I had every kind of turtle soup. I had a Commander's Palace. I had it at Paul Prudhomme's restaurant. I had it at, what was the other place? The other, the Emeralds.
Turtle does taste good, but I'm saying turtles in an aquarium also live under the same kind of
and
heat
how
lamp
do you
a 7-Eleven
know,
chicken sandwich does.
And how do you know those turtles in the aquarium don't also
taste
good?
They probably taste better. Fresher.
Right, because, yeah, you just rip off the carapace
Organic,
and start, yeah.
Grow it yourself.
Really pretty good, man. All right, and I still have Jason. Remind Jason to remind me to tell that story about yesterday because it was like a psychological experiment in the middle of downtown Chicago. So remind me to do that. You got the score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Indeed.com. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. Lane Kiffin, right back at it, gets himself yet another blue chip recruit to Florida Atlantic. He gets a commitment from JUCO transfer John Franklin III. This guy can play immediately. The former Auburn and Florida State quarterback who last played for East Mississippi Community College gets a chance to step right in and play for Florida's seventh best football program. Coming off three straight 3-9 seasons, it's not like the cupboards were overflowing with talent. And it's been nearly a decade since that team's last bowl game. So Kiff is going to do what Kiff does, slap some paint on the walls, cut every corner possible, and do everything he can to win right now. And if he wins enough games, get ready for somebody else to have to come in and clean up his mess. I'm Jim Rome.
Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over three times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Your phone bill is way too high because you're surfing the web. I sound like a real old guy. Hey, you're surfing that world wide web and your overages are out of this world because you can't find the hotspot you need because you're not messing with Xfinity Mobile or Xfinity Internet. I'm telling you right now, Xfinity Wi-Fi has a network of hotspots that keeps you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity Mobile customers as well as Xfinity Internet customers. And oh yeah, by the way, they've got over 15 million hotspots nationwide compared to AT&T's measly 30,000 hotspots nationwide. Saving on your wireless data plan by connecting to an Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspot to stream content you love is key in your life. So right now, Xfinity Wi-Fi is delivering the fastest hotspots. Like I told you, you got to call them up at 1-800-XFINITY, all right? And then you can get Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months, or you can visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends August 20th, that's right around the corner here, requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1 year term agreement. Restrictions apply. No available. Not available in all.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's Brenda Turnberg Memorial Night with Power Wheels and Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's the Corn Classic and Midgets. For more information, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Alto Lamprologus Calvus, Sipho Tilapia Frontosa, Nimbochromis Venustus. Maybe phrases from Latin class 101? No, not quite. These are actually just a few of the vast array of African cichlids that are on sale right now at Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. Join Oak Park Natural during their If It's Alive, It's On Sale celebration. 20% off all live freshwater fish, 20% off all live saltwater fish, 20% off all live rock, 20% off all live coral, 20% off all live aquatic plants. Yes, it's true. Even the live hornwort. Whether it's an Amazon River Basin biotope or a red-bellied piranha habitat you are trying to recreate, no worries. Scott has got you covered. All flavors of dog ice cream. Now with more dog. No, it's ice cream for dogs.
Yeah, it's not dog ice cream.
Right. It's not dog flavor ice cream. It's dog ice cream.
And robots are actually behind the home plate.
It's on sale. Buy two, get one free. Choose from beef brisket, pulled pork, and peanut butter bacon. That's Oak Park Natural Pet on Harlem, just north of Madison. Oak Park Natural Pet, where you always find more live fish.
The Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed FHA lender. We can offer you an FHA streamlined refinance with no appraisal, no lender fees, and save you hundreds of dollars a month. If you currently have an FHA loan and you're not taking advantage of the FHA streamlined refinance, you're throwing money away. Call me now, 773-770-4727. Or you can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way without compromising reliability on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for four lines with HD video included. Not just unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot/tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
3:32, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets, they go on sale Friday morning at 11 o'clock for the home opener. That's coming up on October 14th, and the remainder also of the 17-18 season. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a complete schedule. Major League Baseball, we have two finals in the book so far today. Anaheim defeats Washington 3-2. Miami over San Francisco 8-1. These games still in progress. Bottom half of the sixth inning up in Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and the Brewers. They are tied at 4. Top two, Kansas City leading Oakland 1-0. Bottom two, Baltimore 1-0 over Seattle. And also bottom two, Philadelphia and San Diego. They remain scoreless. Here at Wrigley, Joe Maddon is out with tonight's lineup. He has Zobrist leading off, playing second. Schwarber in left. Bryant at third. Rizzo at first. Avila is behind the plate, half in center. Hayward in right. Baez at short. And John Lackey will be on the mound with Homer Bailey going for Cincinnati tonight. Meanwhile, the White Sox in Los Angeles, they'll face the Dodgers again. It will be Rodon against Darvish. And one other baseball note, veteran pitcher Jared Weaver announced his retirement today after 12 years and 100 victories in the majors. Pro football Kyle Long had an excused absence from Bears practice today. Doctors were checking his ankle. And the Bank of America Marathon is set for October 8th. With both defending champions returning for this year's race on top of some world record holders. Shell thinks you deserve to be rewarded today with instant gold status. That means you can save on every fill every day at Shell. So come and get your instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program at fuelrewards.com/gold or download the app. This scoreboard update brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for a high-quality oil change, tire rotation, or manufacturer-recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube and leave your worries behind. No appointment needed. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast is this evening, starting at 6:30, Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
All right, so can I tell you what happened yesterday? All right. This is just weird, and it's because of these times that we live in. Uh-oh. I just don't.
What happened?
Don't judge me on this, okay? Just let me.
That means immediately we have to.
And believe me, you do what you. But it's not just me. I would say us.
Okay.
Okay. And it was just one of those things where after it happened, I looked around because I thought there have to be cameras here. This has to be some sort of psychological experiment. Because
Dan, did you do something in a fitting room that we're going to read about a week from now?
I did not. All I was doing was walking down the street.
Okay.
And I left work. I got out of the elevator. I had that conversation with that lovely young woman.
Said tomorrow.
And I walk out and I head over to head down steps.
Got you.
And I'm walking toward Bockwinkel's there on the sidewalk. And coming
let everybody know your coordinates.
And coming toward me is a striking young woman in like full looking like
MMA?
Almost like she was like done up for a movie.
Oh.
I mean she probably in her mid-20s.
Okay.
And in a
leading lady type stuff.
In a gold cocktail dress. With platinum blonde hair, just cascading over down her shoulders.
Okay.
Bright red lipstick and like TV makeup.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. And high heels. And I just stopped and I look and there's a guy over here, a guy across the street, a guy standing right next to me. Everybody is frozen.
And how beautiful this woman was?
Yes.
Okay.
Frozen.
All right.
And she walks and turns the corner and walks away. And then it was like a trance ended.
And the world got back to itself.
Yeah. It's like all of a sudden the sound arrived again. And all the guys that were standing there. There was an old guy here. There was like a Nigerian cab driver here.
Right on the
corner.
And
we all looked at each other.
Like, did you see that? Yeah.
Was that? And like one guy, geez, another guy's like, oh man. And it was just one of these things where, and I'm like, wait,
no one could speak English at the time.
But everybody, it was like one of these moments where it was like this, like all the stuff about how are our brains hardwired?
Mm-hmm.
This idea of, I mean, all our thoughts, like, looking past looks, right. Do looks matter?
Right.
And this about what we're hearing.
In the moment of beauty and attraction.
It's a physical right, response.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it's it was one of these hardwired things that transcended age and ethnicity and any background. And it was just like, what? It's funny because I spent the morning reading these stories about newscasters and telling about what happened at Fox, and not just Fox, about the conversations like we talk about, tighter, and about we want you to have your hair look like this, and your shirt should be...
We're not telling you to lose weight. We just like you to be and you're, smaller.
Yeah, and you're, show more leg and all that. And it sounds...
The whole scene from Knocked Up.
Exactly. Yeah. And it sounds awful, but you talk about it's television, and they're in the business of keeping eyes on something, and so that's why I thought this had to have been like somebody's filming this for a psychology class or something. Somebody's trying to prove something. There's no way people don't look like they just walk down the street.
Well,
you don't see that. You see attractive people, you don't see.
It's a big city.
I understand that.
It's a big city.
It's not
big,
Los Angeles.
People.
It's not Miami.
Well, those places have better weather, where people probably work out more and have less clothing on, or more times of the season. I mean, more times during the year. There's some beautiful women in this city.
Yeah, I know.
Though.
It just
go to a Bulls game.
Yeah, I know. But when it happens like in front of you out of nowhere, and then
is she the most beautiful woman you've ever seen?
I don't know.
But outside, of course, of your lovely wife.
I don't know. But like in the moment,
it was shocking. It
might not be everybody's type, but it was just all of a sudden this thing that happens, and then you
guys were synthesized in your awe.
Right, we're just like looking around each other. Like, did we just see that?
People are texting up unicorn.
One guy did.
That was actually a guy, Dan.
Fine, I don't care.
Yeah.
But
those are the best made up ones half the time.
And one guy did like the Michael Jordan grab the top of his pants above his knees and like take a breath. You know, like the
I got you.
Like take a knee kind of thing. It was like, dude, and it was just very funny. Especially the guy in the cab, he had this huge grin on his face.
I'm trying to think of, he's like, he's storing that. That's going up in the old bank. I'm trying to think if I had those moments. Well, being in Atlanta, there's a lot of entertainers who would come to the station. A lot of entertainers, Sierra. Actually,
I thought you meant like local entertainers.
No. You could go out and see those.
The popular service industry.
Yeah, exactly. No. Sierra actually came on the show. She joined the show when I moved in on my birthday, so I wasn't able to.
Russell Wilson's wife.
Wife and the mother of his son. Mm-hmm. Or a child. I don't know if they've had the kid yet, though. It was like that with Maya for me. Because Maya is a very, very gorgeous lady. I got a chance to take a picture with her. But I don't, now that I think about it, Megan Good in person was absolutely stunning. Halle Berry turned 51 yesterday.
Did you see that picture?
Halle Berry, yes, glowing.
Not fair.
Glowing. Stay moisturized, people.
Not fair.
Stay moisturized. Whatever lotion you'd like to buy, make sure you slather it on daily so that when you're 51, nothing is creasing. Because there is no creasing on that woman's face. I'm trying to think. Saw Angela Bassett in person, and that was a stunning sight because of how I feel about not only her career, but like what she just seems to represent as a classic lady. Had that kind of feeling about Felicia Rashad, but that was from afar. I didn't get a chance to see her close.
This texter thinks he knows the exact person I'm talking about. There's no way.
Maybe he was one of the guys that were out there with you.
I'm gonna do what you say, and I'm gonna see if you're right. But no, I don't think so. This segment is brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com. Get every fourth order free. Coming up at the top of the hour, Zach Zaidman will have the latest on the Bears, and he's got an explanation for the whole Kyle Long thing about where he was and what's going on and all that's happening, and he may know more about some of the injuries. We'll find out. So we will move in other news to 4:30, and then at 5 o'clock, Hub Arkish is going to take your calls on the Bears and the NFL as we get our football coverage going full swing.
We've got some Ezekiel Elliott stuff that we have to go over because the NFL has come back with a sledgehammer as far as the stuff that they've been leaking. The NFLPA has been saying as of late. I got a Giancarlo Stanton question for you before we're out of here as well. So we got a lot. If you want to jump in the conversation, feel free to do so. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 670-11 is the tech zone. He is Dan Bernstein. I am Jason Goff, and you are listening to 670 The Score.
Bears fans, The Score continues to bring you the latest on the Bears as they prep for the regular season. Listen for Zach Zegman's live reports from the practice field, plus input from our team of Bears experts on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears preseason coverage on The Score brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever Die Hard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers and a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
With Epson.
The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. 2 days only this Friday and Saturday. Look, shop, buy, or lease your favorite BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Thousands of the newest vehicles, each one featuring the absolute lowest price ever offered by Canals. The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Coupes, sedans, convertibles, SUVs, and vans, exceptionally priced and ready for on-the-spot delivery. No haggling, no negotiation. All vehicles clearly marked for immediate sale. Bring your trade-in, bring your title, and get ready to drive home your new car at a price you'll only find at the big event. This Friday and Saturday only. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. 847-234-2800. Canals.com.
The famed Arlington Million may be over, but the exciting racing season is not, with plenty of fun events and exciting racing yet to come. This weekend at Arlington is a first-ever whiskey and spirit tasting. Also coming up over the next couple of months is the always popular Party in the Park After Dark and the second Binney's Wine Tasting event in September. All that, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and win a few bucks with edge-of-your-seat excitement on the track. Arlington, running through September 23rd. For tickets and a rundown of events, go to arlingtonpark.com.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beertini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
All right, you work hard. We know how hard you work, and you should be sleeping really well because you work there. You should earn that because of how hard you work. So to make that happen, Mattress Firm has this for you, a sneak peek at their incredible Labor Day savings. This is an early look at their Labor Day sale. Hampton and Rhodes mattresses starting at $99.99.
What?
Yep. Or Serta memory foam queen mattresses for just $399.99.
That's ridiculous. You can also get select Beautyrest queen mattresses at just $299.99. That's over 50% off the regular price. And I'm going to tell you right now, you go with the adjustable base. I have an adjustable base. My lady has an adjustable base. Hell, when Jace comes into the room and he's sitting there,
he's got an adjustable Jace.
Yes, he's got an adjustable Jace base. And if he can get the head massager or the foot massager and all the things that the adjustable base provides, you can lift your legs, you can lift your head, a little bit of reading, a little bit of TV watching, and whatever comfortable position you want to sleep in, the adjustable base makes it into like 50 different beds. So make sure you get that in your system as well.
The financing's still there. 6 years interest free, 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. There's the all new and exclusive Dream Bed Lux. $39 a month for 6 years at a free adjustable base.
You're lying.
I'm going to say that again. $39 a month. That's around a dollar a day for 6 years and a free adjustable base. That's the kind of thing that you're going to get
at the Labor Day sale. The fine mattress professionals at Mattress Firm are waiting for you to stop in and check all this stuff out and find the right fit for you at these crazy low prices. Mattress Firm. Save money.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. All right, so what's happening here with the NFL PA and the members of the NFL's communications department?
Shots have been fired with some press releases here over Ezekiel Elliott.
I haven't seen the NFL kind of get into this tit-for-tat kind of war with anyone, and apparently Ezekiel Elliott, thinking that he was going to leak that information about the text messages and the other things that he had on this young lady, the NFL said, no, we truly don't care about that. And I'm trying to figure this out here, Dan, because how do you question the credibility of this lady without do the victim blaming or victim kind of shaming thing if you're in Ezekiel Elliott's camp? Because I'm trying to figure out how to talk about this as a talk show host. I don't trust the NFL or Roger Goodell. This is the same league that told me that 600 pages worth of findings from Bountygate and Jonathan Vilma and Scott Fujita losing a year of their career and guys getting fired. And next thing you know, a couple of years go by and it's like, wait a minute, that entire investigation was crap.
I am terrified of the landmines in this story.
Yeah, there's no comfortable place in this story.
Because you can have a woman who misled authorities who also is a victim. It's never perfect. It's always, and
a lot of these cases, she could be a bad decision maker and also have been violated and abused.
She could be a bad person.
Right. And still be violated and abused.
Yeah, she'd be somebody you don't like and also be a victim of sexual assault.
Right. That's why you have to be very clear in the, you know, in the way that we talk about this. But I just don't know how to feel. I feel terrible about the story and icky about the story because I'm tired of reading about athletes being in these situations or doing these things or being accused or alleged to have done these things. So you start off from Jump Street and it feels weird. It feels awful. But it's the NFL. It's Roger Goodell, who's not at hearings and I think should be at some of those hearings to come down with some kind of discipline.
He has surrendered his credibility to the point where I'm not buying. I'm not buying what he's selling.
Yeah. And also, I think Ezekiel Elliott might be an idiot. I mean, this is the guy who's pulling up shirts on Bourbon Street.
At the least, he's an idiot.
Right? Yes. At least he's an idiot. At the most, he is a man who has engaged in criminal activity, you know?
And avoided prosecution.
No charges, exactly. So it's just, once again, the season hasn't even kicked off yet. You're talking about an MVP-type talent who's in the middle of negotiating his season, nevertheless his career. When they put on the end of that statement last week, any future incidents could prove in more suspension or banishment. I mean, talk about kicking guys at the NFL talking about kicking guys out of the league? Like, I wanted to know immediately, like, what do you have other than what we have read that would make banishment something that you could put in a press release? So, yeah, this whole thing is just it's bad from Jump Street, and I don't know who to believe, and I feel terrible about it because, you know, I've told you the stories, and listeners know I had a cousin who was beaten to death by a boyfriend, and I you know, once a year I talk to her sister and try, you know, to talk about the good times and the good things when I used to go to Jersey and visit them every once in a while. But I'm very aware and very careful in how I try to speak about these things, because I know it happens to ladies out there, and they don't even get reported. Nevertheless, questioning something on this level, but the people involved in this thing is so sketchy, and it's just the Goodell thing and the NFL and making, you know, setting the precedent and making an example out of this guy, and then him coming back with his people, and now he's leaking stuff to the media, certain media members. It's just so much going on here, and I feel terrible because I don't know. I don't want to not believe this lady, but this man is questioning her credibility publicly because his credibility is being questioned about something that he feels he didn't do.
Right, and then the problem is that the auspices of the NFL, you would think that the idea would be to trust the shield, and we've been given every reason not to. So we're unmoored.
You right, know, we're, exactly.
We don't. We,
it's a great word
we're,
for
we're,
it.
We're, mm-hmm. we're floating around here and difficult to understand to where we're supposed to gravitate when everybody involved, when the league itself isn't reputable. And you also have a guy who is clearly, at the very least, like you say, an idiot or a troubled guy,
right,
and scrambling to save his professional reputation and some paychecks in this. So he's desperate to do whatever he would do. And we don't know anything about this woman. We only know her.
And
by
if these text messages are true, and these video, that's the thing. I was talking to my boys about it. Like, she could be everything that you think she is when you read those text messages about, I'm a white lady and you're a black athlete and I can ruin your career and all these things, and still have been violated. You know, she can be all those things, and still it doesn't make it right for someone to put your hands on, you know, on you without your consent.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Zach Zaidman is up next with all the Bears stuff that you need to be informed, and you'll be entertained at no extra charge on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at MoraineValley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Apron, yet you're missing out on some terrific meals and really some good times too, because it could be that you just want to start eating better or feeding your kids better instead of doing things haphazard and last minute and drive through and frozen pizzas and all that. Or maybe you're just trying to expand your game a little bit. Well, Blue Apron can help you do that, and the food comes to you shipped for free. These big brightly colored recipe cards that make it easy for you to produce a meal that looks exactly like it does when you see it on the card. You think, oh, I'll never get it. But it's step by step. They know exactly what you have in your kitchen, and anything you need is already sent to you, clearly labeled and already pre-portioned. For me, that's huge, because I hate wasting food, and I love when they have just the right amount. And you're getting super fresh, seasonable stuff from their over 150 local farms and fisheries and ranchers across the United States. And did I mention it's less than $10 per person per meal? Here's one thing that's on the menu now. It's a sautéed cod with an eggplant caponata. If you don't know what caponata is, it's a Sicilian favorite.
combining the summer vegetable with tomatoes and other ingredients. And theirs showcases these tomatoes, red or yellow tomatoes, and what they call fairy tale eggplant. It's a tiny little, very tender eggplant, and it cooks on the stovetop in just a few minutes. Gives you a little bit of a savory, sweet, tart mixture, and it's the perfect topping for their seared cod, and that's served with a pearl couscous, which is an excellent, light, but very full-flavored summer meal. That's just one example of what you get. Check out the menu. And right now, get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You are going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. It's a great deal. blueapron.com/Dan. Their way to cook.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Truck drivers, make a change for the better this summer. Schneider, an industry leader since 1935, is hiring drivers now, and we've introduced exciting changes. Pay increases for most van, truckload, and tanker drivers. New company-owned chassis for intermodal drivers. New dedicated customer accounts. New facilities. Electronic logs since 2010, and over half our fleet now has automated transmissions. If you're as passionate about continuous improvement as Schneider is, join our team today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Ready? Okay.
We got paper, yes we do. Lycro notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that deal. Oh, boy, he would never have made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.